Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So Allen is fifth, and being fifth, I think it's going to be very, very difficult. Probably not for him to go back-to-back. He'd have to be far and away the best guy. I'm looking at the guys at 3 and 4. There's enough football in my mind left where it isn't a guarantee, even though most people want to say this, and the odds would suggest that it's going to be Mayor Stafford. Yeah, probability agrees with that. But if Dak makes a run, they end up being a playoff team, he's your third favorite.
Joe Ostrowski from earlier today. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app. Joe's show with Sam Panayotovich. Weekday mornings, 9 to noon, running for a couple of more weeks. And Sam will be on with us tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Also from that space, or at least has been, Trista Crick coming up later today in about an hour. Lines are open at 803-0550. I don't know if I need a segue here, other than the fact that we talk about wide receivers every day. We did it in passing, no pun intended, last segment with sort of how the game has changed a little bit. And you're like, oh, I missed it. They brought up, they had a conversation about the wide receiver position and I missed it. Oh, my one chance to hear them talk about that. And it got away from me. I didn't get out of work on time. I'll give you two interesting wide receiver names for just discussion's sake. One, I know how you feel about this, and I'm not going to go back and revise history either, but George Pickens. George Pickens, who was a second-round pick in the 22 draft. So this is his fourth year. Does it even feel like that? This is his fourth year.
Yeah.
By the Steelers. And they gave up. They gave him away.
Right.
And he has been, I think he's first-team All-Pro.
Yeah, I think he's
Smith
been.
Jigba.
I think he's been the best outside wide receiver in the NFL this year so far.
Incredible.
Yeah,
he was the 52nd pick in the 2022 draft,
and I think his reputation caused him to be that low of a pick. It's not that low of a pick, but I think given his talent, I don't think there was any question. I you know, followed him coming through college. There wasn't much question about his ability. I mean, he's big and fast and can jump and has good he's looks like a fantastic prospect. There was just a lot of concern about whether he would be a problem. And that's what kind of undid his time in, not kind of, I think it's absolutely what undid his time in Pittsburgh.
Six receivers went in the first round that year. The Bills ended up on Kyer Elam. They might have wanted Trent McDuffie, but he went two picks earlier to the Chiefs or one of the receivers. And you've got, go figure, why wouldn't you? Good and bad here. I mean, Garrett Wilson, London, Olave, Jamison Williams has been good this year. Also, Jahan Dotson and Treylon Burks picked in the first round that year. Watson from Green Bay in round two. Wandale Robinson, John Mechie, who's with the Jets. Tyquan Thornton, now with the Chiefs, drafted by New England. Then Pickens, Alec Pierce, who's done well for Indianapolis. Sky Moore, who's kind of flamed out. That is maybe 13 receivers, at least in the first 54 picks in 2022. The Bills would pick James Cook at pick 63. So Pickens, the 52nd pick, you know, looking back and trying to figure out what the Bills could or should have done that they didn't do. They, even if they loved Pickens, that doesn't mean they had to be able to get him. Also pick 52, coincidentally, from the 24 draft, A.D. Mitchell. So this is the Coleman draft.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of receivers went in the first round that year, five. And you get Coleman, six, seven, seven.
Yeah, Coleman's the eighth guy picked, and he's the first pick of the second round.
Coleman was wide receiver eight at pick 33. Ladd McConkey was the next pick. Jalen Polk. And then down at pick 52 is Adonai Mitchell by the Colts. So he was a popular topic before that draft out of Texas. I didn't like him because of a certain statistic that I also took to not like Brian Thomas Jr. And it's funny, they come out as rookies, and Brian Thomas Jr. was amazing last year for Jacksonville. This year he's bad. That doesn't make any sense. Same quarterback, bad.
Well, Mac Jones played a lot and got a lot of credit last year for sort of opening him up in a way that Lawrence really wasn't. But still, he had a great year, and Lawrence played plenty.
Yes, that's right. And Mitchell was a bust last year with Joe Flacco or Anthony Richardson or whoever else they might have had. At Brissett, maybe? Whoever else they would have had at quarterback last year, the Colts.
Minshew was gone from there by then.
I think so. Minshew was a Raider last year. Yeah. Now he's a Chief.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a bust. And then this year he had a couple of like pratfall things with Indy before he got traded as part of that Sauce Gardner trade, right? He's one of the guys that dropped a ball heading into the end zone. He also took a penalty that took a touchdown off the board. That it was one of these deals where he's blocking and he didn't really need to hold the guy, but he held the guy. It did not affect the guy he was blocking, was not going to make the play, but he got caught holding and it wiped a touchdown out in a game that I believe they lost.
Both plays were in that Ram game that they lost late.
Right.
Well, then he's traded to the Jets, and I think people are excited now. He's definitely talented. Tyrod Taylor last week hit Mitchell on a deep touchdown pass. He's a hot pickup in fantasy right now, A.D. Mitchell, because Wilson is hurt with the Jets and Taylor is playing. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from five a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Know that Taylor throws a great deep pass. So I'm kind of excited about him. And it's just like he and Brian Thomas, who were polarizing, if I'm not being too dramatic, prospects last year, wouldn't have wanted to draft either guy. So many options, including Coleman. And here's Mitchell now, who, after being traded, is maybe he might be good. I think he might be good.
I think you might be rushing that a little bit.
Of course, you'd have to be. You'd have to. You have to admit to that.
I'm. You know, I'd want to see a little more, maybe a lot more. What are we talking about? He had a 100-yard game.
Yep.
One.
He's big. He's fast.
Yep.
Nobody questions like his route running stuff.
His pat. Yeah. The he was always an intriguing idea. I liked Worthy more just because of the flat out speed. out of those two Texas receivers myself. And I'm trying to remember how did he get to 52 because of the same sort of stuff that was around Pickens? Was there, like, does he work hard enough, that kind of stuff? Like, I feel like there was something there.
Me too. I think so.
With him, you know, not that it doesn't matter now, you know, and who knows, maybe Pickens is all grown up now. I mean, it's gone. I mean, he's in Dallas, so, like, there's enough, there's enough going on there that maybe even if he's a little goofy, it just sort of gets lost in the backwash. I don't know, but I haven't heard one bit of controversy about him this year, Pickens. All he's doing is just going up and making spectacular catches.
That's it. That'll make you happy. Bulldog reacting to the West Ham goal just now.
In the 84th minute.
Not a bet. Just your
no,
team?
No, just my team, yeah. Just playing Man United, yeah. That's frustrating. Anyway.
You heard it live, folks.
Yeah.
Live angst to a sporting event.
Being played in
development.
England. Yeah.
To put it one way. The Line coming up next. We'll talk to Sal at 5. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.